RS intervju.
In lepo pozdravljeni v RS intervjuju. Danes z mano v studiju Young Faja in Chunky, ki bosta ta večer oziroma to noč nocoj nastopila na Eko eventu v Kut Channel Zero. Tako da sta se mi pridružila tukaj na intervjuju. Preklapljamo v angleščino. Hey guys, how are you?
I was cracking, man. You're just gonna change over into English now, yeah?
Yeah, I said I was gonna.
Yeah, I felt that. Yeah, I felt it, man.
How's your stay in Ljubljana? You've been here a couple of days, I think.
Yeah.
Already.
I mean, Young Fire.
Yeah.
You've been here a bit longer than me,
been
man.
A couple of days. Got a little bit more sun on me, but. Yeah, it's been beautiful. We saw the caves the other day.
Yeah, we went to the caves. Your man there took us to. We went swimming.
Yeah, where?
On the way back, because basically I missed a flight.
Yeah.
Classic rapper stees. I missed a flight from on the Seoul. Then that's why I wasn't out here as long. But so he had to pick me up from Pula.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stopped and went into the sea.
Yeah.
And then we stopped by the caves around the corner where the church is and the river. You know, you can walk around the river. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It was a very
good,
epic cool, arrival into Ljubljana.
Yeah.
Cool.
We saw the new swimming pool.
Yeah, the giant metallic construction.
Yeah, we thought it was a train station.
No, that's getting remade right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess move on to the real questions. I don't know, I just want to ask you, I guess for starters, how did you both, if you can give me like a little bit of background, how did you get into music by each of you? How did you manage to...
get into music.
Yeah.
I mean, do you mean like do you mean as a career or just?
Yeah, just like how did you start making music or DJing or?
You go first.
Yeah, I know in the house, the same as most people, your parents listen to music, you're exposed to different music at different times, like family functions, birthdays, so on and so forth. So I think that always just left me with a bit of music. Because I do rapping as well, I think when it came to like the pen game, I was just like walking down the street with this music I'd grown up with in my head, just like making up lyrics to the footsteps. So that's how I started doing the rapping stuff, and then producing is when started emceeing, like hosting, rapping over DJs, and then being around DJs and being around producers. You're sat in the house and they're making a beat. You're like, oh, that's cool. I think I could do that. And then DJing is like, as an MC, you're like, they're like, no, you just stay on the mic. It's like, no, I think I could DJ better than you. Do you know what I'm saying? So. And then slowly just fall into, it's just community really, do you know what I mean? Being around people who are doing it already gives you access and opportunity to get involved and try it for yourself. And if you know, and then if it works, it's like a fish in water, isn't it, you know?
Yeah. You, Young Fire?
Yeah, I massively agree that community is very important in these things. I also was, music's been a big part of my life since I can remember. But in terms of like coming into it as a career, yeah, that was 4 years ago. I did a mentorship program with Fembase Mafia. They're based in Berlin, and they're like a group of femme DJs and artists, creating a safe space basically to learn. And that was just a massive catalyst. I think having community and people around who are like-minded and can support each other and you can grow together and have this space together where you kind of lift each other up and keep yourself level-headed when, I don't know, things in this industry aren't easy. Yeah, that was a massive catalyst in getting my feet inside with things.
Well, that's great that you both mentioned community, because I think I got the sense from both of you that you're like communal artists in some sense. Both from you with this fan base mafia, and you, because I saw Chunky, you had like a video where you talked about Manchester.
Yeah.
And you were like, no, like somebody mentioned an artist and you were like, yeah, they're from Manchester. And I got this feeling that you both really treasure community. So
yeah,
if you can maybe speak a little bit more on that, maybe you first, Young Fire with the fan base mafia, and also the residency that you had at, I'm not gonna,
Aja?
Is it,
maybe,
yeah,
Aja.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, radio is also massive. I mean, radio communities everywhere in the world, I think, bring so many people together in spaces where it's maybe otherwise hard to find each other. So shout out Refuge and Aja and Kashmir and all the radios that do that. That was also a way that I built community for myself. I would find DJs that I like the sound of and would just message them and invite them onto a radio show, and that was my chance to get to know them a bit better, share music together, and just like slowly build up a community together. I think as a female DJ, having other femmes around to help navigate the spaces that maybe are not as easy or not as accessible has really helped. I'm super, super appreciative for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember what the question was, yeah?
But yeah, Manchester.
Yeah. But then, yeah, I was just thinking about your response. I think community is important anywhere you go, do you know what I mean? So obviously, being from Manchester, Manchester's got this big international legacy, you know, of like Factory Records, Stone Roses, and, you know, all this kind of stuff, which is, you know, as a Mancunian, someone who's like from Manchester, it's like, you know, that we're very separate to that, you know? Like, our generation isn't part of this whole big factory thing. Mm-hmm. So whereas the world looks at Manchester and goes, oh, you know, like, yeah, happy Mondays or whatever. It's like, bro, we're sad on a Monday. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we're melancholy on a, do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, kind of vibe. So, like, so our community is very much like, we've built what we've built and we've pushed back against what we've pushed back, you know? And I think a lot of that is reflected in the sound and the music and, like, things like radio as well. So in the UK, there was this thing, pirate radio.
Yeah.
So, like,
of course.
And things like Rinse FM, which is now internationally renowned, that was a pirate radio station. Unity Radio in Manchester, that was a pirate radio station, and so much of that. So, I think there's a lot of that that happens not just in Manchester, but in the UK, and then extends further out with like the free party community, so like Spiral, Tribe, and like all these. And so everywhere you go in England, there's a free party sound system that just go and set up sounds. You know the vibe, do you know what I mean? Go and set up a sound system somewhere and invite anybody at any time. And all of those things kind of like come from certain veins of things, you know. Spiral, Tribe, they came out in the 90s and they drove a sound system into Bosnia when it during the troubles that were happening, and they set up a sound system there, and the soldiers came and the locals came to this free party, and those Spiral Tribe, they're the same people, and like Desert Storm and all these kind of things, these are the people who then go back to England, and then we, like, even, you know, Young Fire, myself, like, we're from these veins of these people, and even that in itself, it's like the tree branches out. And that's just an example of how community, even people we're connected to, are connected to the Balkans all the way from the 90s, you know what I mean? The community stretches and the relationships live. So I think that's why community is important. Even when we've come out and obviously the Echo family have been showing us around, it's like it's clear to see, you know, in Ljubljana there's like big community. You walk down the street and like 100 meters down the street it's like, hey, ciao, you know what I mean? It's like community keeps the world turning, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
Thanks for that great answer. Then I would like to ask you, because you're really praised, Chunky, for your crowd. What did I like? Crowd control.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you like share any secrets?
Why do you look surprised?
Yeah. Because I mean, I don't know. I mean, seriously, do you know what people? It's not. I'm not. It's not like. I've not got a pipe, you know? I don't want to and make people do things. I think the thing is I find a lot of the time artists, they want to be seen. They want to be exalted. They want to be respected. They want to be adored, which means that there's a separation. It's like the vibe is always come to my temple. And bow to me, you know. Whereas that, as my artistic view isn't like that. I feel like we're all people. I'm the same as you. I just do different things to what you do, but the things you do are just as important as the things I do. So when I am on stage, that's how I talk. It could be 5 people, it could be 5,000 people, it could be 10, it could be 15,000. But the way I'm talking to the people is if I'm sat next to them just like this. And I think that human connection, like people respond to that. You know, because that's the thing. It's respect or fear, isn't it? You know, those are the two. You can either go, dude, drop and give me 20. Drop, you know what I mean? And people, oh. Whereas if you go, hey man, should we do some press ups? Like, well, I don't feel like it, but let's try. You know, that's the kind of thing. I think that's how I would describe it. I've never shouted at a crowd and gone, drop and give me 20. You know, I've never.
But
done
you
that.
Have. You have succeeded in people doing push-ups at your show.
If I do them as well, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I never tell them to do something I'm not doing. I'd be like, yo, do you want to do a push-up? And then people are like, no. I'm like, well, I'll do it. And they'll go, oh, well, all right, I have to do it, you know? Because it's human, you know?
Yeah.
That's the most important thing, I think, you know? The human connections. Like, your same nose, same eyes, same mouth, same ears, you know? Yeah. We breathe the same, we walk the same, hopefully, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I actually remember seeing Chunky, we out here last year, and there was a moment where you came down to the crowd and you were in the same level as everyone else and everyone was around you, and I think that's probably, as you're describing that moment where you're just, everyone's the same.
Yeah.
And everyone is so locked in because they feel this kind of... being touched by this, feeling of... We're part of what's happening right now.
Yes, togetherness. It's like, yeah, I made the music, but this is our moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's not my moment. This is our thing. It's not. It wouldn't be the same if you weren't here. I'd just be one lonely guy. Yeah. I'd be one lonely guy just rapping into the wind, you know?
Yeah.
And then sometimes I do have to get on the stage so I can see the people in the back, you know? But we're all together on the... You know?
Yeah, you're leveled.
Yeah, and I think that's the secret, man. Just be a human, be a person, you know?
Yeah. What about you, Young Fire? It's kind of the same with crowd control, I think, in DJing, where you have to read people and, you know, play the right tracks.
Definitely.
What's your, like, secret, I guess? Or what do you think about when constructing a set? Or do you maybe... also, an interesting question would be, I guess, to ask you if you construct them in a really tight way, you know, or do you leave room for improvisation?
Always room, because in my experience, anytime I've prepared something, I don't end up playing it, because you just don't know how the feeling is going to be in the room. You don't know who's coming, don't know what the energy is going to be. And I mean, every DJ is different, and I don't think any DJ is wrong. I know people who say that they will play for themselves, and they're really adamant on that, and I think they're also great DJs because they're educating, even maybe to crowds who are not obviously open to it. And I also know DJs who are completely just play for the crowd and will just play what they feel like people want to hear. And maybe I'd say I'm somewhere in between that. I spent a lot of time, not intentionally, but researching music in my life, and I've built up a big collection. And being someone from the UK in Berlin, I do feel this like responsibility to share and not so much educate, but just show what I've. What the UK sound is, I guess, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll always try to push that in my sets. And if I feel like things need to be a little bit more harder, I'll push that. If I feel like everyone needs a little break or a down moment, I'll also follow that. But I feel like I found a way to be with a crowd in a way that I earn their trust to start with. And once I've earned that trust, I can take them on a journey with me. And from my experience, everyone's usually really open to jumping on that journey, even when it ends with breaks in Berlin.
If
I started with that, I would have cleared the dance floor 100%.
Yeah,
I feel like I create the space where everyone's like, okay, I'm open now, like show me something. And I feel like there's more openness to receiving something.
That's a skill in itself, like being aware of like building into something. Do you know what I'm saying? Like something not most of the time people need that, you know, like if you jump into the shower, you need to make sure the water's not too hot straight away, not too cold. You might bring it up and down. That's a skill in itself, being able to. And I think that's how you do earn the deep, you know, from the sets of yours that I've seen online. Do you know what I mean? That's what I've seen. Like you have a really good way of like allowing people to be comfortable first before suggesting other vibes to them. Do you know what I'm saying? It's push and pull, and I think you have a really good way with that.
Thank you for that.
So make sure you get down tonight to Channel One, you know, like experience it in the IRL, you know?
Channel Zero.
Channel. Yeah. All the way to the beginning, Channel Zero. Yeah.
He was going to say Channel One minus One.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Just interrupted.
Yeah,
I'm joking. Sorry. I'm joking.
You're gonna rap tonight.
I'll be
also DJing, no?
Yeah, we'll see how we go. I've got a bit of time because I'm cursed with the blessing of doing it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've been invited out to do some raps and share that music. But I think if there's space, I'd like to jump on and spin some tunes as well, you know?
Yeah, the best.
Oh, yeah. Very curious what your selections
are. Yeah, it's wild, yeah.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, I mean, anything else maybe that you want to share before, like, to maybe invite people or something? You already did, like, a shout-out.
Yeah.
Maybe you, Young Fire, anything.
Yeah, come through. The whole lineup is gorgeous. Like, the creation's amazing, and a lot of love has gone into creating this night. And yeah, if you come by, you'll feel that love and take something from it.
Yeah, please. And if you do come down tonight, when you come down tonight, if you have any music that you'd like to share with us, please bring some music, like whatever on USB. And we'd like to, same as Young Fire was saying, like share that and spread that, you know, whatever's going on in Ljubljana, you know, Slovenia, whatever, just come down, share the music with us, and we'll take it back with us where we go, man. And and try and get the world mixing and having a global conversation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And try and bring some balance back to this crazy simulation that we seem to be living in, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if anything like that, like music, stickers, anything that would teach us more about Ljubljana and Slovenia, please bring it with you tonight, man. Yeah,
definitely. Sick.
And if there's any female DJs out there that are, I don't know, anxious or have any questions about entering the scene or getting into DJing or producing, if you come down, I'm open, I'm around to talk about that and share my insights with you.
The best. Okay, thanks so much for the interview. You guys are really great. Good luck tonight. And I'm gonna switch to Slovene now.
Yeah, do it, man. Do the changeover, man.
Okay, tole je bil intervju z Young Fire in Chunky, ki bosta danes nastopila na dogodku Eko z serialno število 9 v Channel Zero. ob boku nima pa še Dušan in Lowcase. To je to za današnji Ereš intervju. Jaz sem bil Urban, za tehniko je skrbel Mura in to je to. Čau.
Ereš intervju.